Catastrophic wildfires have killed at least 18 people in South Korea. The fires have been ravaging the country's southeast since the weekend. Within the past couple of hours, it was reported that an emergency services helicopter had crashed, killing the pilot. Many of the country's heritage sites have been damaged, including a 1,300-year-old Buddhist temple that was destroyed. Here's the country's acting president, Han Duck-soo.
Despite deploying all available personnel and equipment, the situation remains critical, with the potential for wildfires like we've never experienced before spreading in just a few hours. The remainder of this week must be devoted entirely to suppression efforts.
Well, that's what's happening in South Korea right now. Ireland, thankfully, has not experienced any fires on this scale. But is it just a matter of time? The recent storm Eowyn certainly raised questions about the state's response to extreme weather or climate-related events. So how should Ireland prepare for the possibility of significant wildfires in the future? Our reporter, Sheila Nocton, is in Lara in County Wicklow this morning, near Turlough Hill in the Wicklow Mountains National Park. So Sheila, why are you there?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, close to the Wicklow Mountains National Park, where in just over an hour's time, 100 participants from multiple agencies across Ireland and the EU, they're going to take part in the first ever EU MODEX exercise. So what is it? It's an urban search and rescue exercise, and it's going to give responders here the chance to test their preparedness for a real life wildfire event, should it ever happen here. It's been organised by the Eastern Emergency Response Group, and there's experts from across Europe as well. So before things kick off, we're joined by Paul Rock. He's the Senior Assistant at the National Fire Advisor and at the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management. So, Paul, how prepared is the state to respond to a major wildfire?
Thanks very much. The state, today's exercise is part of a bigger programme of work that is being undertaken. These fires are becoming more and more prevalent, they're more dangerous, and life safety is always the core feature of when we plan, prepare. We work with Caoilte, we work with National Parks and Wildlife, the Department of Agriculture, and this is the next step in working with our EU colleagues in regard to gaining what knowledge and experience they have. Unfortunately, they have huge experience of these fires, which are very, very dangerous. 66 people were killed in a forest fire, a wildland forest fire in Portugal in 2017. We certainly don't want that happening from an Irish perspective. So planning, preparation is the key to these. Eliminating the fire as much as possible before they start, but having the necessary plans in place for when these fires do occur.
We have seen serious gorse fires here. I mean, even the last few days, we've seen some in Dublin and Kerry. So what risk do gorse fires pose in particular?
All wildland fires, gorse fires, wildland fires and forest fires are extremely dangerous fires. Due to wind conditions, etc., they can change and cause a serious problem for the public when they do start. Educating the public in regard to when they do engage with nature is the key to these. Trying to reduce the instances of fire is what we all want to do.
And so this exercise, it is to respond to a wildfire. So what can we do to reduce the likelihood of a wildfire? And are you satisfied enough is being done at present?
Absolutely. Of course, we could always do more. Educating the public in regard to how they, as I say, how they engage with nature when they're in picnic areas, etc., the dangers of barbecuing during heightened fire risk periods, such as one as we are experiencing at the moment. We are learning from our European colleagues, part of the UCPM team that is here in Ireland to participate in the exercise, our forestry management experts, aerial firefighting coordination experts and host nation support experts. So we're looking at, from a national perspective, if we got a very large fire that we felt we needed international assistance, we could activate that very quickly so that we could limit the damage that these fires do pose.
Okay, thanks so much. That's Paul Rock there. He's Senior Assistant National Fire Advisor at the National Directorate of Fire and Emergency Management. We're also joined this morning by Wicklow Fire Service Chief Fire Officer Aidan Dempsey. So this exercise is the first of its kind here in Ireland. So what are you expecting from today?
We're hoping to be able to exchange knowledge and experience with our EU colleagues to look at how they do the job of fighting wildland fires, looking at ground firefighting, aerial firefighting, and the important aspect of coordination between all elements so that the job can be done effectively and safely.
You have many years of experience yourself, actually, in battling wildfires and gorse fires. So what impact do they have both on the wildlife and also those living nearby and even the level of personnel and staff required?
It is, at certain times of the year, a burden on the fire service, who we would prefer to be carrying out our normal roles, protecting the public from domestic fires and road traffic accidents. But they damage the environment. Our colleagues, such as Anne Fitzpatrick in the National Parks and Wildlife Service, we meet with her regularly, and she explains the terrible effect on an area for years after these fires. But it affects people. We've had people affected by smoke inhalation. We've had people's houses put at risk, and it is a very real danger on an annual basis.
Okay, thank you. That's Wicklow Fire Service Chief Fire Officer Aidan Dempsey there. So this is going to get underway in the next little while. Wicklow County Council just asking people who live nearby not to be alarmed if they see a large number of emergency response personnel, helicopters and other vehicles in the area today. And back to you in the studio.
And thank you very much indeed, Sheila.